one of the biggest blog posts on GovLoop of the year, looking back, was actually a post called I Am Not the Enemy, which is actually a public servant kind of ranting, saying, I am not the enemy, I'm trying to do good. And that blog post actually got covered in four or five other publications. And that kind of kept on going throughout the year. So even in October, I think maybe August, September, October, there's a lot of articles in the Washington Post and others about feds being overpaid. The USA Today actually probably did a four or five-part series kind of attacking feds as overpaid, all leading to this pay freeze a couple weeks ago, which it's not final quite yet, but is looking to be one of the first pay freezes in a long time. So it's been a tough year to be a fed.
Well, and you guys had the government does not suck rally. A lot of folks trying to get voices out, but increasingly, it seems to me, at least, feds being the scapegoat.
Yeah, I mean, we try to have a fun rally to kind of support public servants. We did the government doesn't suck, government is awesome rally. And that was a great great opportunity. We got over 100 people come down, you know, supporting public servants. But what was most interesting about that was just getting feedback from all over the country. I got a ton of crazy emails just saying, there's no way government doesn't suck. It's horrible. I met public servants. One who is an executive at Homeland Security said her boss still tells her every day, why doesn't she get a real job? That, you know, working for the government isn't a real job. So you can kind of see the deep animosity and attack against public servants just increasing over the course of the year.
Yeah. It's been really tough, and I think it's, you know, it's a tough time, as I say, a tough time to be a federal worker. One of the other big issues that you've been watching is
telework and snowmageddon.
Yeah.
It feels like it wasn't this year, but last February, D.C. went under the snowmageddon, and everyone kind of bundled in, and it was also one of the bigger days on GovLoop and huge threads on, you know, how people were continuing to work, if they could telework. And just what people were doing in this kind of snow attack. And I think for months, I think that word snowmageddon means something to people who are in D.C.
Yeah.
now. So,
and government being closed for essentially almost 5.5 days, you know, I think people wanting to figure out some way, the telework bill just signed yesterday by the president. And so people, at least I always hear, people say, I want to telework, but I'm told I can't. I think there's a real frustration out there.
Yeah, I think that's what's been big about this year is both the bill signing yesterday is huge, but also I think snowmageddon made a reason why it's important from a continuum of operation perspective.
Right.
I think telework was often just kind of described as a thing as a way to recruit better people and keep them in federal government as kind of a nice to have, rather than snowmageddon showed, hey, if we want to keep the government working in critical times, this isn't a nice to have. We have to actually have telework procedures and a plan in place. So it gave some good legs to the telework movement. So it's pretty cool to see the bill pass yesterday.
A lot of the discussions seem almost tired, but it seems in the past year there have been learnings. GSA is doing this pilot where they sent a whole crew of like 60 people all teleworking at once, all for one, one for all, and they're actually sharing lessons learned and almost being their own like support group about how to telework better, more effectively, more efficiently. It seems like there have been some lessons learned throughout the year.
Big year also, OPM. Announced the results-oriented work environment, ROE. They're doing a pilot still right now, so I think that's a big kind of tying into telework is moving to a results-oriented workforce. And I know D.C. was also working on a pilot. I think it's frozen right now with the mayor transition, but it ties in really well, too, the big push to telework and results in the federal workforce is a big year for that.
And tying it in with real focus on performance. The other thing is Gov 2.0 and a lot of developments there, although kind of an interesting Gov 2.0 year.
I was talking to someone the other day, and I was referring to this year as the sophomore year. So
yeah.
I think last year or the last 2 years were kind of like freshman year. Everyone was excited about the potential. You know, we could do all these amazing things, and, you know, we're kind of dreaming about all the potential. But there wasn't really that much meat on the bones yet. There was a few cool pilots here and there, but we hadn't gotten down to the hard work. And I think this year was a good sophomore year, right? So we're starting to get to reality. Actually, in the end, a lot was accomplished this year. So, I mean, very basic Gov 2.0 stuff. Like, I mean, most agencies have a Facebook page and a Twitter account now. And, you know, a year and a half ago, it'd be a big deal if, you know, EPA launched a Facebook page. Now it's just kind of commonplace. A number of these White House initiatives, I think last year, you know, before the Open Government Directive was officially launched, there was a lot of what could be, and I think this was the year it put some meat on the bones. Each agency actually did an open government plan. They all did open government dialogues. And yeah, it's sophomore year. They weren't all perfect, and you know, we didn't conquer the world, but much like sophomore year, we're learning and kind of building up for junior and senior year. So you can see that with a lot of the projects that we kind of went from the big ideas to actually starting to do some of the work. And as most things happen, you know, it's a little bit harder than we think, and we're learning along the way. But I think that was the Gov2O year was.
And still, to some degree, you and I were at a session where people, thoughts of even putting some sharing information in even cursory ways almost terrified them.
Yeah, I think people often forget, you know, being on, you know, the radio show, you talk to kind of the most cutting edge innovative folks, and still for the majority of folks in government, and this is still new to them. And then I think that's part of why this is another sophomore year for Gov2O. In the mainstream, Facebook continues to grow and grow. So most people understand what a Facebook page is because 500 million or 600 million people have one now. So
yeah.
when you have conversations about why an agency should have a Facebook page, most people everyone's heard of Facebook, and most people have a personal account, which is a lot different than a year or two ago. So, and we're starting to see that development. It's not perfect yet. That's why we're not at senior year, but I think it's a good foundation for the next couple. Yeah, one last thing too. I think the cloud announcements the last couple weeks of both GSA and USDA moving their email to the cloud was also another example of, I think there's been a lot of talk of the word cloud for a long time, you know, the last 3 years, and people were getting a little burned out of the hype. But, you know, once again, we actually saw that development.